It's around 38 degrees here in the Eau Claire Curling Club's ice arena, where some curlers wear jackets, some only t-shirts. All use a special shoe device on one foot that allows them to stretch and slide comfortably down the ice before letting loose a 40-pound granite rock. The subtle roar of the rock traveling down the lane of pebbled ice ends only after the rock hits another one, or it slides right through the circle or house where it was supposed to stop. Tim Somerville holds the top position, known as skip, on the U.S. Olympic team, and is personally motivated to bring this sport into the average living room.
It's really, really an exciting game when you're playing it. I mean, it might not look like it. It's something if you see on TV or if you hear about it. It's way more than what it meets the eye.
Somerville says the best players know how to strategically turn the rock when delivering it so that it curls toward an intended destination. And he adds even the best players don't always make the target, although he makes it more often than most.
If you let go of it wrong, you can fix it.
That's because a couple team members can use special brooms to sweep and warm the ice ahead of the moving rock. Warming a small section of the rough ice makes it smoother, and that can slightly change the course of a rock if it veers the wrong way. Or good sweepers can increase the distance a rock goes by more than 10 feet. Somerville says while the strategy needed for curling is a lot like shooting pool or playing golf, a curler's ability to sweep the ice ahead of a rock is a unique feature of the sport.
In golf, a golfer can just sit there and watch it come short. In curling, you might be able to sweep it in. Or if you hit it to the right too far and it needed to go a little bit more left, in curling you can straighten it out.
Those who hone the mental and physical skill of curling tend to be older than many athletes heading to the Olympics. Most on this team are in their 40s. Tim Somerville himself is 41 and has been curling for 22 years. His father, Bud Somerville from Superior, is coaching the team. In 1988, the senior Somerville played on the team that demonstrated curling in its Olympic debut in Calgary. The second highest player on this team is Mike Schneeberger, who's been curling for 21 years and knows how much the ice can vary.
It's a team that catches on and reads the ice the best to be the most successful. We grew up curling in a club that didn't have the best ice. I think it's helped us all the way along. You know, younger guys now are learning how to play on such perfect ice that a lot of them haven't ran into some of the conditions that we've ran into. So,
a lot of training goes on at local events like this tournament, known as the Bonspiel in Eau Claire. Bonspiel means good time. Miles Brundage, the third member of the Olympic team, says some curl purely for social purposes and others for the competitive pressure.
At this time in our lives, we still need to go out there and try to butt heads with the best teams in the world, and we enjoy that. That's why it's a great game. I mean, you get people 60, 70 years old that just love coming out here and playing some kid that's 20 years old. You know, they just enjoy what they're doing.
Plus, Mike Schneeberger says the game's reputation as a mature Scottish gentleman sport came because players don't traditionally end up in fights or shouting matches.
The way it's written up is you go out, you play a match, the game starts with a handshake, ends with a handshake, and the tradition is to have a drink of scotch after the game's over with the team that you compete against.
And do these Olympians follow the drink tradition?
No. We'd like to, but...
Still, not all is lighthearted fun with the more competitive teams. Tim Somerville pulled his team off the ice in the middle of the final game in Eau Claire because his team was losing to a Madison area team. Not all of Somerville's players were happy about that decision since it denied them a chance to work on their come-from-behind strategy. But curling has a unique tradition that allows the skip of a team that is behind to end a game if he or she feels it's lost. So while these pre-Olympic events are designed to sharpen the curler's skill and concentration, Miles Brundage says his mentally tough team will still count on cheering United States fans to push them into medal territory.
We'll be in a venue that the crowd will be behind us. And other times we've played in different countries where actually we're in the minority, you know, where most of the crowd is cheering for Canada, or when we were in Japan, they're cheering for Japan. You know, and it could be 30, 40 people cheering for us. You know, but this time it'll be really exciting with all the fans behind us.
Plus, if the team gets some national TV coverage and wins a medal, John Gordon, the fourth teammate, says maybe those covering the sport won't be asking them to describe the game's history.
And if we have success, then maybe our sport will grow a little bit more and people will understand curling and they won't say, "Can you describe curling to me?"
Meanwhile, Olympic curling competition begins February 11th when this men's team plays both Sweden and Canada. The women start on the 12th, facing Japan and Sweden. The medal rounds start February 21st. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.